From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. The United States Embassy in Yemen shut down today, citing continued threats from an al-Qaeda affiliate. It's not clear when it will reopen. The U.S. has accused al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula of planning to blow up a Detroit-bound airliner on Christmas Day. The U.S. is increasing its counterterrorism efforts in Yemen. The BBC's Sebastian Usher has more.
Yemen has suddenly risen to the top of the U.S. international agenda. Its military commander in the region, General David Petraeus, has been in Yemen for talks on how to tackle the threat from al-Qaeda. It's reported that the U.S. plans to more than double its current $70 million counterterrorism aid. The U.S. has already spurred the Yemeni authorities to take much stronger action against al-Qaeda in recent weeks. But Yemen faces problems on many fronts, fighting Shia rebels in the north, confronting separatists in the south. The U.S. may well be cautious about how deeply it gets involved in Yemen's internal challenges. The Yemeni government may also be wary of a domestic backlash if it appears too closely linked to the U.S.
The BBC's Sebastian Usher reporting. It appears there was another attack in northwest Pakistan against tribal elders who are trying to fight the Taliban. A car on its way to an anti-Taliban meeting struck a roadside bomb today. Officials say at least one person was killed and two others were wounded. 2 days ago, a suicide bombing killed at least 89 people at a volleyball game. Police say they believe the real target was a meeting nearby of tribesmen opposed to the Taliban. The tribal elders say the residents will continue to defy the Taliban. A new U.S. administration policy goes into effect tomorrow that asylum seekers arriving in the U.S. who have a credible fear of persecution in their home countries will no longer be locked up for long periods. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports.
Under the Bush administration, immigrants arriving at a U.S. port of entry and asking for asylum were detained, and in many cases imprisoned for long periods of time while authorities reviewed their cases. Critics long complained the policy discouraged asylum petitions. Carlos Spector, an El Paso, Texas immigration lawyer, says the new policy is more humane.
That's exactly what we had been fighting for. I understand not everyone is going to have a credible case or even a shot, but most of these people who are coming do have a non-frivolous case.
Advocates for tighter immigration controls, however, say the new policy encourages fraud. They say if asylum seekers are allowed into the country, they will hide and not show up for court appointments, especially if their petitions are denied. Carrie Kahn, NPR News.
Residents of New England can expect more snow today. An offshore storm has brought light snow to the region. Forecasters are predicting an increase in intensity before the storm moves out tonight. They say parts of Maine, Vermont, and New Hampshire could get as much as a foot of snow, with winds gusting to 45 miles per hour. This is NPR News from Washington. Police in Mexico have captured another brother from the leadership of one of Mexico's most violent drug cartels. James Bleers reports from Mexico City.
2 weeks ago, Mexican naval commander shot dead Arturo Beltran Leyva, who led the extremely violent drug cartel which bears his name. Now they've arrested his younger brother, Carlos, who was poised to take over the leadership. Acting on a tip-off, heavily armed police arrested Carlos in Culiacan, the capital of the northern state of Sinaloa. They took two guns and a false driving license off him. His older brother, Alfredo, was arrested in 2008, but his younger brother, Mario, is still a fugitive from justice. It's a major triumph for Mexico's President Felipe Calderón in a three-year drug war which has cost more than 15,000 lives. For NPR News, I'm James Bleers in Mexico City.
A manhunt in Florida ended at a motel in the Florida Keys last night. Police say they captured Paul Merhage without a struggle after receiving a tip from a viewer of the TV show America's Most Wanted. Merhage is 35. He's accused of shooting to death his twin sisters, a 5-year-old cousin, and a 79-year-old aunt on Thanksgiving Day in Jupiter, Florida, about 90 miles north of Miami. In college football, Texas Tech beat Michigan State in the Alamo Bowl last night. The score was 41-31. Texas Tech had fired its head coach last week after allegations that Mike Leach had mistreated wide receiver Adam James by putting him in an equipment shed after the player had suffered a concussion. The crowd in San Antonio last night seemed to blame James for Leach's firing. At halftime, the fans booed him so loudly they drowned out the marching band, but the boos turned to cheers after the win. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.